Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? Like you're constantly battling this inner whirlwind of anxieties, frustrations, and let's be real, regrets? We've all been there. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. How to live a life free from regret and sorrow without that lingering residue. Imagine waking up each day feeling light, unburdened, ready to conquer whatever comes your way. It's not about ignoring our feelings, it's about mastering them, using stoicism as our guide to navigate the ups and downs with grace and resilience. First things first, let's acknowledge that regret is a universal human experience. It's like that sneaky shadow that follows us around, whispering, what ifs, and making us dwell on past mistakes. But here's the game changer. We have the power to choose how we respond to those whispers. We can choose to learn from our experiences, grow from them, and move forward with a clear head and an open heart. Stoicism teaches us that dwelling on the past is like staring into the sun. It might seem alluring at first, but it's ultimately blinding and harmful. Secondly, understanding that our emotions are not our masters is key. We can get caught up in the whirlwind of feeling sad, angry, or resentful, but stoicism reminds us that these emotions are fleeting. They come and go like waves on the shore. The trick is to observe them without judgment, allowing them to wash over us without getting swept away. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a passing storm dictate your entire day, right? You'd acknowledge its presence, take necessary precautions, and then focus on what you can control. The way you respond, the things you choose to do. Thirdly, embracing the present moment is crucial. The Stoics were masters of mindfulness, living fully in the now rather than constantly yearning for the past or worrying about the future. It's easy to get caught up in our daily routines and lose sight of the beauty around us. Take a moment to truly appreciate the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of laughter, the taste of your favorite meal. These small moments of joy can be powerful reminders to live in the present and savor every experience. Fourth, remember that control is an illusion. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. This means letting go of things outside our sphere of influence and focusing on what we can actually change. Stoicism teaches us to accept what we cannot change and to direct our energy towards things we can influence. It's about shifting from a mindset of helplessness to one of empowerment. Finally, practice gratitude daily. Taking the time to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small, can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. It helps shift your focus away from negativity and towards the abundance that already exists. Think about it. You have access to clean water, a roof over your head, loving connections, and countless opportunities for growth. These are all reasons to be grateful, no matter what challenges life throws your way. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You missed that deadline at work, the presentation bombed, and now you're feeling like a total failure. You might be tempted to dwell on the negative, replaying every mistake in your head. But here's where stoicism comes in. Instead of letting that, what if, spiral take over, take a step back. Acknowledge that it happened, learn from the experience, and then move on. Forgive yourself, dust off those shoulders, and focus on what you can control, preparing for the next challenge with renewed determination. Remember, setbacks are inevitable, but they don't define us. So, what's the takeaway here? We have the power to choose how we respond to life's curveballs. By embracing Stoic principles like acceptance, mindfulness, and gratitude, we can learn to live a life free from regret and sorrow without residue. It's not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about finding peace within ourselves amidst the chaos of the world. Remember, you are stronger than you think, and you have the capacity to create a life filled with joy, purpose, and meaning. If this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button, Share the episode with a friend who needs to hear this message, and let me know your thoughts on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, detach from what you can't control and focus on what truly matters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.